Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I'm your host, Mark Roberti, the content marketing expert, bringing you 5 new episodes every week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Hello, Breakthrough Success listeners. I just wanted you all to know before the episode actually starts, I've been working a little bit behind the scenes to give you something really special. So a while ago, I wrote my book, Content Marketing Secrets, which helps people create, promote, and optimize their content for growth and revenue. And I just put the finishing touches together to offer that for free to anyone who is interested. So if you want your free copy of Content Marketing Secrets, all you have to do is head over to markgoberti.com/book. Now, let's jump right into the episode. Wondering how you can build a high-end consulting business? Well, this episode has everything you need to start taking action and start to build and scale your very own consulting business. Today's guest is the creator of the CEO Babe brand. She is a successful marketing strategist and a leading business consultant for female entrepreneurs. She helps women leverage their unique gifts to create high-end coaching programs, masterminds, and retreats. Her adventures have taken her from burning out in the startup world to spending several years backpacking the world solo, to becoming a single mother with no money, and finally, to building a successful 6-figure consulting business. Today's guest for episode 241 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Jessica Yarbo. Jessica, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark.
Jessica, I'm really looking forward to this interview because consulting businesses, like a high-end one, like you can make a lot of revenue and just like serve a few people. When you have that recipe, you can serve the few people who you're serving at a greater level. So I'm really looking forward to diving into this episode. But before we do that, I'd like to get a little background. So can you share with us why you decided to start your consulting business and how that began?
Sure. Well, you know, I had actually consulted at a very young age. I think I was consulting at 22 and then transitioned into the startup world, building a startup company where I was headed for burnout. And I decided to take that 4-year journey. It was a spiritual journey. It was a travel journey and kind of mark a lot of things off my bucket list and grew as a lot as a human being as well. And then I found myself pregnant with my daughter. And I knew that I wanted her to have a really amazing life. So I fell back into the one thing I knew that I was really good at and that had made me money before, and that was consulting. But I started off with ground zero. So, you know, no clients, no following in a highly competitive space. And I quickly figured out what worked and what didn't work and was able to make a lot more money than most coaches and consultants do in their first few years of business.
And ever since that beginning where, I mean, you started at a really young age, that does give you an advantage, but it's something that you could do at any age and really grow at any age. I mean, there are some people who they start really early, some people who start a little later, but at some point, people like Jessica do start their own consulting businesses, make it to 6 figures and beyond. And one of the common ways I see for consulting businesses is getting a prospect on a free 30-minute call, building a relationship there. So before we talk about building the relationship during the call, I'm wondering if you could share with us, how do we get find prospects and get them on those free 30-minute calls?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. I mean, first, a big missing piece for a lot of people is they aren't really clear about who they're serving. And so they might download their little worksheet on your perfect client avatar, but they haven't really gone deep enough into understanding this person. It's very superficial. So really understanding who you're serving and then creating a message that attracts that specific person and speaks to their needs and concerns. Because what you want to do is establish yourself as the go-to expert for solving that particular customer's problem. So that's the big piece is like, okay, who am I really serving? And then the clarity around how am I delivering the results that I promise. You know, what does my program look like? What does my packaging look like? So that you know, you're putting out content that's consistent. And then when you get them on a call, it's a no-brainer. It's what I call creating, you know, hell yes offers, so that it's an easy sell, an easy close at the end of a call.
And like, I know you positioned the offer very well, so it's an offer that people, like, they understand the value of. But is there anything else that you were saying during that call, like encouraging people to act on the call? Like, what are some of the other things you do during that call?
Well, I have a couple different ways that I prep them before the call. So I like to indoctrinate people into who I am before they even get on the call with me. So rather than dropping in my schedule link, I want to show them something. I want them to consume some content of mine, whether that's, you know, a guidebook or a masterclass. I also want them to fill out an application. And on my application page, I have what's called an emotional selling video. And it tells my journey, and it's done really well to connect with my audience, which is powerful because that helps them to kind of put a face to the name and tell a story. So I'm not just some random person they're getting on the phone with. I also have stacked that whole process with testimonials. So while they're filling out the application and as they're booking their time, there's testimonials, so third-party credibility. And what this does is by the time they get on the phone with me, they're already pretty much sold, if that makes sense. I mean, obviously, we have to go into their journey a bit and they have to understand what the pricing is and all that. But if you have all the pre-qualifying measures in place, it makes that call so much easier. I've literally had people say, I saw your testimonials and I want to work with you. Or I saw your emotional selling video and I connected with your journey and I want to work with you. So those are some simple things you can do before you ever even get on a phone call with anyone.
And I really like how you spread the testimonials around. It's not just in one place. It's like as they are scheduling the call, they see a testimonial. So it's good to just sprinkle those throughout so that they are constantly in the mind of all of your prospects. And it's interesting how you mentioned, like, some people come on, they see the testimonials, they want to hire you right away. It's not like they just want to hire you based on the testimonials. And one of the things that I want to touch on is like a high-end service. Some people, they don't feel like they can charge at a high-end level. Other people believe they can, but don't necessarily know what to add to their service to make it high-end. So how do you make a service high-end in the sense of getting confident enough to charge a high-end and also being able to put enough into the service where the customer leaves, the client leaves fulfilled?
Well, I think you've got to focus on moving away from trading time for dollars. So the hourly model is not, billing hourly is not sustainable or scalable. And also when you're billing hourly, that kind of puts you at a disadvantage because they become, you know, the client and you're like a subcontractor, almost as if you were to outsource graphics. So the ability to see you as an authority is diminished quickly. Versus if you can sell a high end and become a, more of a consultant, then the dynamic of the relationship changes versus, okay, here's my invoice this week, boss, if that makes sense. So that's the first thing. The second thing is rather than, you know, having these one-off sessions and getting, you know, like a coaching call where you're just talking about what happened in their week, you know, that service model, really focus on a big transformation that they're going to get. So, if, you know, for my clients, I know they want to hit the five-figure mark. So that's what we're getting them towards as quickly as possible. You know, whatever it may be, you're focusing on a big transformation, a big win so that the results are there. And absolutely, if you can bring the results, whether that's, you know, losing 20 pounds in 30 days without extreme dieting, you know, or getting to the five-figure a month mark in 30 days, then that is absolutely worth a high price tag.
And you mentioned how like a lot about the results, which is like if you give a client a result, like that's what they are paying you for. They're paying for a certain result. But then how do you get the clients to leave testimonials and on a deeper level refer you some of the other clients?
Yeah, well, you know, I've asked for testimonials right away. In fact, just because I'm working with someone for 3 months doesn't mean I'm not going to ask for testimonials before then. So, you know, I had a client who sold her first 5K package after one session with me. I got the testimonial then. You know what I mean? So it's like you get testimonials all along the way. Even if you end up asking them for multiple testimonials, that's totally okay. Because you want to be able to use those in your material, in your ads, if you run them, you know, put them on your website and in your funnels. So that's one. And then as far as referrals, I find that when you get people great results, people naturally want to refer anyway to you. So that is a natural progression, but you can also implement a referral program where, you know, you give back when people refer to you as well.
And I mean, it makes a lot of sense if you think about how products in general are recommended. A positive experience, you want to tell other people about it. And some people will like your product or service, but they won't leave the testimonial, which is why it's good that Jessica is telling her clients very early they can leave a, please leave a testimonial, because it does help. And it's like, if you do ask, like, that's how you get the testimonials. You have to ask in order to get them. And in some cases, you get a lot of testimonials just by asking your existing client base. But when it comes to creating and growing a six-figure consulting business, what do you believe holds most people back from being able to do that?
Fear and inaction. Those are the main ones. I mean, people, I think, and I just talked about this on my group call today, my group coaching call, as I said, you know, the biggest thing that's holding everyone back really in this world is fear. So I'm afraid of whatever it may happen. I'm, you know, that I'm going to fail, that people are going to reject me, that, you know, people will think I'm an imposter, whatever it may be. So they don't take action and they stay in pain, whatever that pain may be, whether that's being broke, you know, being in a toxic relationship, whatever it may be. So stepping out of fear and taking action. And the best way to step out of fear is in taking action. So many people are complaining about, okay, I don't have clients, I don't have this, but they're not actually showing up and doing the work. And I mean, rolling up your sleeves and doing the work, you know, building the funnels, send the email, pitch your offers, put out another crazy offer and another crazy offer, reach out to leads, get on the phone calls, put your content out. A lot of people say they want success, but when it comes to actually showing up and taking action and doing the work necessary, they don't.
And for people who they want the success, but they're not putting in the work and they know they have to put in the work, how can those kinds of people get better at putting in the work that they know they need to put in?
Accountability. That, you know, I feel like of all the people that come to me, right, I would say that 80% mostly need help with accountability. It's 20% strategy and it's 80% of, hey, did you get this done? Why didn't you do this? Okay, you know, do it. It's kind of like I was a full-time yoga teacher for 4 years and I would laugh because I said, you know, you guys come in here and you pay me to tell you to breathe. But that's the truth. And that's the same thing with any kind of coach or consultant. It's like, well, we know we're supposed to do all this stuff, but if you don't have someone saying, do this stuff, then you're not going to do it. That most people are not self-motivated and driven enough to get things done themselves. They're going to let their excuses come up. They're going to self-sabotage because that's their history, because it's familiar to be broke. It's familiar to be in this pain state, right? It's not comfortable, but it's familiar. And so having someone that constantly holds you accountable to what you really want is probably the most powerful thing that you can do for anyone.
And that sense of accountability can help you regardless of like how committed you are. If you're someone who you know what you have to do, but you're not doing it, or if you are a high achiever who's just doing so much already, the accountability really gets you to the next level and helps you to put in the work to accomplishing more of your goals. And as we go towards our goals, one of the things that's we're gonna have to embrace along the way are the challenges that we're going to have to face along our journey. So with that in mind, Jessica, I'm wondering if you could share with us one big challenge you faced on your journey and a powerful lesson you learned during that challenge.
Yeah, well, I guess there have been many challenges on that journey. One that's reached any level of success, we'll share that with you. I think one of the biggest challenges that I faced was trying to scale my business and bring on other people to help me get there faster and not thoroughly vetting those people. So, you know, it's like, it's kind of this push pull. You have this type A, you know, driver personality, and you want to hire a team, you want to outsource certain things so that you can focus in your zone of genius. Right. But I think a thorough vetting process and practicing discernment and making sure that, you know, the people that you contract, that you hire, are getting results, that you have a clear contract, and all of that is a really powerful process to go through. And so it's interesting because I know a lot of entrepreneurs that kind of have the stories, and you see them echo where they got burned by contractors, right? So it's like, you know, opening up and realizing that you need help to get to the next level, but also being mindful with how much power you give and how much you outsource and put in other people's hands. Because ultimately it's your company and it's your income, it's your business, it's your name, it's your brand reputation. So what I did was, after my experience, is I pulled back in and I have a team now, and I have slowly outgiven them more and more and more, as they've proven themselves and proven that they can manage certain tasks well, and that it's actually converting, you know, like there's money being generated from those tasks. So I can give them more and more and more.
And having a team is something that's very important. With this podcast, there are several people behind the scenes who help with show notes, who help with editing the episodes. So there's like so much value to having a team behind your efforts. But I'm wondering if you could go just a little more into detail on that, because building a team is just such an important skill. So how do you determine when someone is ready to take on more work, and how do you find the right people for that team?
Oh man, that's a tough one. Because I think, first of all, looking for recommendations is going to be key. So I always reach out to my network and say, okay, who do you recommend that's a good fit? And let me say something as well. I don't give recommendations to others lightly. I do not recommend anyone. Even if I might know 20 people that build funnels, I'm not going to recommend someone unless I personally have worked with them and I like their results. And I feel like this is a real problem in the industry, is because you might know 20 people and start recommending them, and then they don't deliver the results that they promised. And that comes back to hurt you. So be discerning when it comes to who you recommend to others, and then seek recommendations from others, but also look at, have they gotten results? Because, okay, great, you know, Susie's friends with John and says he's great at Facebook ads, but does that mean anything, right? And so making sure that they're working for other people and that they, you know, that they've gotten results, whether that's looking at testimonials, video testimonials, stats, or, you know, like I said, if they come from a recommendation, which is actually how I found my team, was they are a team for another coach that I know. So it had that third party. And then again, you know, rather than signing up for their highest package where they do everything for you, test it out. Say, okay, let's start with this project or this, you know, this task that you're handling. Let's work out the kinks, make sure that our, you know, we have a communication process. You know, we have, our team chat down, our method for posting or whatever it may be. And then when you see that that's working and that you like them, now you can add something else and add something else.
And thank you for sharing those insights on building a team and just gradually giving each person on your team more things to do. It's just because it is really important to have a team, as we touched on earlier. Another thing that's very important to do is to read books. Just like learn as many different things as you possibly can. With that in mind, like I read as many books as possible, always looking for good recommendations. So Jessica, can you share with us three books that you believe will have a positive impact on us?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like just for personal development purposes, you know, you've got books like The Alchemist. I love, that's one of my favorite journeys. And then as far as business books, Russell Brunson's Expert Secrets is pure gold. I feel like you can read that over and over and over and get, you know, another tidbit, another golden nugget every single time. And then let's see, a third book. I would say, gosh, there's so many. I would say Influencing People by Napoleon Hill.
Jessica, thank you for those great book recommendations. Those will all be in the show notes, marketbirdie.com/E241. I will also throw in my book, Content Marketing Secrets, in the show notes, which you can go to marketbirdie.com/book to get that for free. Just pay the shipping for your very own copy. And before we wrap up this episode, Jessica, I've asked you several questions throughout our time together, but what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
Why am I not taking action? You know, what's the truth? Why am I not, what's holding me back? Because most of the time it's all in our heads.
Jessica, thank you for sharing with us that great question. And I mean, that's a great question to just reignite our ability to take action, because once you get clear on what's not working, you can get a little bit more clear on what is working. So thank you for sharing us that question and for sharing all of your great insights throughout our time together. If you guys want to learn more about Jessica, you can head over to CEOBabe.com. You can also get her high-end sales workbook. And Jessica, more if you could share a little bit about that workbook with Breakthrough Success listeners.
Absolutely. So it's a 13-page workbook that walks you step-by-step how to get clear on who you're serving and how to package and price your high-end packages so you can start attracting clients and closing high-end sales.
All those links, they will be in the show notes again, marketbirdie.com/E241. But Jessica, I can't thank you enough for sharing all of your great insights with us and for sharing with us the workbook. So thank you for taking the time to be on Breakthrough Success.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn